శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. గీతా ప్రబోధని, కాన్సైజ్ కామెంట్రీ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భగవద్గీత బై స్వామి రామ్ సుఖదాస్ మహారాజ్జీ. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 19-27, మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ అండ్ మార్క్స్ ఆఫ్ అ మ్యాన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ట్రాన్సెండెడ్ ద 3 మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్. చాప్టర్ 14 వర్స్ 19. నాణ్యం గుణేభ్యం కర్తారం యదా దృష్టాను పశ్యతి గుణేభ్యశ్చ పరం వేత్తి మద్భావం సుదిగచ్చతి. వెన్ ద సియర్ ఓ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ విస్డమ్ డిసర్న్స్ దట్ ద డూయర్ ఏజెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ ఈస్ నన్ అదర్ దెన్ ద గుణాస్ మోడ్స్ అండ్ రియలైజెస్ ద సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ బియాండ్ ద గుణాస్ మోడ్స్ హీ అటైన్స్ టు మై బీయింగ్. కామెంట్. Besides the gunas, there is no other cause for all actions. The wise man perceives the reality from which the gunas are illuminated, and he experiences his natural state in this light, meaning that he experiences detachment with the gunas, objects and actions. By experiencing detachment with the gunas, he attains yoga. Gita chapter 6 verse 4. After attaining yoga, becoming yoga rudha, he gets serenity of mind, and when he does not get attached to the serenity of mind also, he attains God. Chapter 14 verse 20. Gunarnetan atityatrin dehi deha samudbhavan janma mrityu jara dukahir vimukto mrutamashnute. Having transcended these 3 gunas out of which the body is evolved, the embodied soul, wise one, is freed from birth, death, old age and pain, attains immortality. Comment. Every human being has the feeling that he should stay alive and never die. He wants to be immortal. His desire for immortality proves that in fact he is immortal. Had he, the self, not been immortal, he would have not desired to be immortal. For example, when a person feels hungry and thirsty, it proves that there are such things, food and water, by which his hunger and thirst are satisfied. If there had been no food and water, he would not have felt hungry and thirsty. That being the case, immortality is self-evident. Gita chapter 8 verse 19. When a man, the self, does not give importance to his viveka, discrimination, assumes his identification with the body, that is, he assumes, I am the body, then he has the fear of death and he desires to be immortal. But when he attaches importance to his viveka and accepts the fact, I am not the body because the body is always dying while I am ever immortal, then he realizes his self-evident immortality. Hence, an aspirant should not attach importance to modifications such as birth, death, old age, etc., but instead should attach prime importance to his everlasting real nature of being the self, which is ever-existent. Chapter 14, verse 21. Arjuna Uvacha. Kairilingai Streen Gunanetan Atito Bhavati Prabho Himacharah Katham Chaitams Treen Gunanati Vartate. Arjuna said, O Lord, what are the marks of him who has transcended the 3 gunas? What is his conduct like? How can one transcend these 3 gunas? Chapter 14, verse 22. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Prakashamcha pravrittimcha moham evacha pandava nadveshti sampravrittani nanivrittani kankshati. The Blessed Lord said, O Pandava, he, Gunatitya, does not hate enlightenment of wisdom, sattva-guna, activity, rajoguna, and delusion, tamoguna, when they prevail, nor does he long for them when they cease. Comment. The mental states do not stay the same with any person. The tendencies are also present in the mind, antakarana, of gunatitya, who has transcended the three gunas, but he does not have the attachment and aversion with these tendencies. In him, the tendencies keep coming and going on their own. Gunatitya does not pay attention to these tendencies, because in his perception, nothing remains other than God. In great men such as Gunatitya, who transcends the gunas, such desires neither the favorable circumstances to continue nor the unfavorable ones to disappear do not remain. Having realized that he is immutable, he does have the knowledge of the desirable and the undesirable circumstances, but he, the self, is not affected by them. The tendencies of the mind change, but he himself remains untainted. The aspirant also should not be affected by dispositions, because the gunatitya, perfected soul, is the ideal for the aspirant. The aspirant follows the ideal. It is compulsory for every aspirant that he, the self, should not identify himself with the body. The dispositions are in the mind and not in the self. Therefore, an aspirant should regard these dispositions neither good nor bad, nor in the self. The reason is that these propensities come and go, but the self ever remains the same. Had these propensities been in us, the self, they would have persisted for as much as the self exists. But this is everyone's experience, that we ever exist, but the propensities appear and disappear. These propensities are evolutes of Prakriti, while we, the self, have a relationship with God. Thus, the self, who is a witness of the modifications, remains one and the same self. Chapter 14, verse 23. Udasina vadasino gunairyona vichalyate guna vartantai te vamyo vatishtati nengate. He who remains like one unconcerned, that cannot be moved by the gunas, modes of nature, knowing that the gunas alone are moving among gunas, remains firmly established in the self, and he, the self, does not act. Comment. There are three states, to do, to happen, and to be, in easiness. If to do is transformed into it happens, and to happen is transformed into to be, then ego is totally wiped out. In whose mind, antakarana, there is importance of actions and objects, such a worldly man believes that I am performing the action. Ahankara vimudhatma karta hamiti manyate. Gita chapter 3 verse 27. He who does become a doer also becomes an enjoyer. An aspirant in whom there is predominance of viveka, discrimination, he realizes that actions are happening. Guna guneshu vartanta, Gita chapter 3 verse 28. That is, I am doing nothing. Naiva kinchit karomiti, Gita chapter 5 verse 8. But he who has realized the self, such a gunatitya great man, experiences only the divine existence entity, easiness, yova tishtati nengate. That divine entity equally pervades all actions. Actions come to an end, but the consciousness remains the same. An exalted soul, instead of having an eye on actions, has an eye only on the ever-existing consciousness, easiness. Chapter 14, verse 24 and 25. Samadukka sukak swastaha samaloshtashma kanchanaha tulapriya priyodhirasa तुल्यनिन्दात्मसंस्तुतिः मानापमानयोस्तुल्यास् तुल्यो मित्रारिपक्षयोः सर्वारम्भपरित्यागी गुणातीतः स उच्यते. द वाइस मैन हु रिगार्ड्स पेन एंड प्लेजर अलाइक dwelling in his own self views a clod of earth, a stone and gold alike, remains in equanimity amidst the pleasant and the unpleasant, remains the same in blame and praise, considers honor and dishonor alike, and is the same to friend and foe, has abandoned all new undertakings, is said to have transcended the three gunas. Comment. Here the Lord has mentioned pleasure, pain, dear, not dear, honor, dishonor, friend, foe. These eight opposite intrinsic human characteristics in which ordinary human being takes sides with one of the pairs of opposites, sometimes even the aspirants can falter. Those who can remain in equanimity while encountering these eight difficult situations, they can easily remain in equanimity under all other circumstances. Gunatitya, who has transcended the three gunas, naturally remains in equanimity in these eight pairs of opposites. Chapter 14, verse 26. Mamcha yovya bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who serves me, worships me with exclusive devotion, transcending three gunas, becomes eligible for attaining Brahma. Comment. An aspirant can attain whatever he wants through devotion. The aspirant who predominantly wants to attain Brahma, that is salvation or enlightenment, he attains Brahma by devotion, because God is the abode of Brahma. Gita chapter 14 verse 27. Brahma is an integral part of the entire form of God, Samagra. Gita chapter 7 verse 29 and 30. In the 10th verse of the 13th chapter also, the Lord has declared that exclusive devotion is a means for attaining self-knowledge. In Srimad Bhagavata Purana, the worship of God endowed with attributes has been mentioned as Nirguna, transcending the gunas, as Manniketam tu Nirgunam. Srimad Bhagavata Purana, Book 11, Chapter 25, Verse 25. And Matsevayam tu Nirguna. Srimad Bhagavata Purana, Book 11, Chapter 25, Verse 27. Hence, the devotee who worships God endowed with attributes goes beyond the three gunas. God endowed with attributes also is not dependent on attributes, but attributes are dependent on Him. He who is under the sway or control of Sattva, Raja, Tama gunas is not Saguna, God endowed with attributes, but Saguna is He who is endowed always with divine qualities such as limitless grandeur, sweetness, beauty and generosity, etc. Sattvika, Rajasika and Tamasika actions may be performed by God, but He is not controlled by gunas. A devotee by turning towards God naturally and easily transcends the gunas. Not only this, he also comes to know the entire form of God, Samagra, and attains love for Him. Chapter 14, verse 27. Brahmanohi pratishtaham amrutasya veyasya cha shashvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikantikasya cha. For I am the abode of the immortal and the imperishable Brahma, of eternal law of righteousness, dharma, and of immutable bliss. Comment. I am the abode of Brahma and imperishable immortality. This statement pertains to the Absolute, who is attributeless and formless, and to the path of knowledge, Jnana Yoga. I am the abode of eternal Dharma. This pertains to God with attributes and form, and to Karma Yoga. And I am the abode of absolute bliss. This statement applies to God endowed with attributes but formless, and to the path of meditation, Dhyana Yoga or Yoga of Self-Discipline. It means that by worshipping me endowed with attributes and form, and taking refuge in me, the devotee attains Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and Dhyana Yoga, perfection of all the three yogas. The reason is that in a fragment of my entire form of God, everything is included. Gita chapter 10 verse 42. God is the abode of all, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, etc. and refuge of all. Om Tat Saditi, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu, Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Shastre, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yogo Nama Chaturdasho Dhyayaha. Thus, with the words Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishad of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the science of Yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, this is the 14th discourse designated the Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas, Modes of Nature. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.